Okay, we'll get started with this Board of Equalization meeting, November 20th, 2024 at 2:08 PM. First item is to approve the minutes from the November 13th meeting.
So moved.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item two, the assessor approved process report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. Item three, hearing process report, November 19th.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item four, approve or deny class change primary residential to secondary residential. Any questions on those?
No, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 And then secondary residential to primary residential.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item five, approve or deny petition to BOE for Matarsitsky.
Excuse me. The auditor's office is recommending approval of this petition for extraordinary unanticipated circumstances based on the appellant's petition.
I move to approve item six.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item seven, approve or deny petition to BOE HM Investment Holdings.
We'd recommend approval if the assessor's office agree for the correction of a factual error. This petition is due to they're requesting correction of level of completeness based off of the lien date.
Yes, the assessor's office is fine accepting this as a factual error, late appeal.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Item eight, approve or deny for Joseph Donald Kane Investments LLC.
Looking at my comments, both the tax notice valuation notice would have been sent to the same address since 2022, which does match the address on the recorded warranty deed. However, all notices were, it is important to note that all notices were marked as undeliverable. The petitioner's request is for failure to notify, saying they didn't receive the notice. Yeah, the notices, he probably didn't receive the notices, but the statute requires the county send out the notices and requires the property owner to maintain their address with the county. We're not allowed, even when a notice comes back and we have a better address, we're not allowed under statute to update an address on that notice within our system. The property owner has that responsibility and legal requirement. Essentially, there's no error here on the county part, so it doesn't qualify for approval under failure to notify, but if the board wanted to see this as an unanticipated circumstance, although in my opinion, I think it's hard to argue that given that this has been the address since 2022 and they haven't taken any action even at this point to correct the mailing address, I have a hard time seeing it as an unanticipated or extraordinary circumstance, but that's for the board to decide, so. I would also note they have not appealed this property before. So this owner has not appealed this property before. So this would be their first time appealing.
I would prefer a denial myself, but how are you guys feeling? You want to throw a lifeline on this one?
I would second on the deny.
Okay.
Good with that.
Okay, I'll make a motion to deny.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that is denied. Item nine, approve or deny. Hill is the last name.
The property was sold recently and the new deed recorded on 9/4. Given those circumstances, it's reasonable to assume the current property owner who's appealing the value due to the sale and recording problem, they didn't get the valuation notice. They wouldn't have known any changes. Typically, if the ownership changes happen before the deadline, September 15th, You know, it's...
So you're thinking this is an extraordinary or unknown
circumstance? I would recommend
it. It was outside of their control.
On that, so.
Okay, I'll say yes. I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, item 10. Owner of record on this one is Powell.
Again, this would be approved for correction. Well, maybe not correction, but moving of a factual error if the assessor's office agrees.
Burt 1 to Burt 2?
Yeah. So we were okay with accepting this as a factual error. There was a fire in the property, so.
All right, I'll make that motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item 11, approve or deny. South Freestone Boulevard, LLC.
This one, recommending approval based off extraordinary circumstances from the petitioner's reason for filing after the deadline.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, item 12, Martell.
Looking at my notes, it's unclear why the petitioner failed to timely file. But given that this is the fact that this is a that he appealed previously and it was part and the prior year was only recently stipulated. Yeah, this is not a frequent flyer. This would be his basically only second time appealing. I don't know if Bert has extra opinion. We've
looked into this a little bit, and yeah. I think there's enough reason to accept this as a late appeal.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, item 13, approve or deny. Blaney.
this is on the basis of square footage disagreement, so that would be a factual error if the assessor's office agrees.
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference between the appraisal that the appellant submitted and what we currently have on record. We're not necessarily sure because the appraisal didn't provide a sketch, it just gave a number. But we are okay with accepting it as a late appeal so we can get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Item 14, Bachland and Development, LLC.
Yeah, again, we're recommending denial on this. The notes have been sent to the same address for these properties and the parent property since 2022. And in this case, none have been marked as undeliverable. We don't see any error here, and we don't see any reasonable doubt as to that we sent out the notices and we've met the current law. So we'd recommend denial.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Motion and a second to deny. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We are.